live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you wish. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content there on the website. So you find something that you think's interesting, outrageous, fun, exciting, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate and will like, you submit it to freetalklive.com. And then listeners like you can vote on what's on the front page of the site. And then, you know, however you vote will determine the popularity of those stories. Go to freetalklive.com. We might just talk about what you submit on the air. Now, of course, the best way to get your topic on the air is to call in. We've got Skype. You can Skype in a username, lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. That'll be answered relatively quickly. It'll be accepted, and then it'll be easy for you to call into the show from that point on Skype. We've also got our regular phone lines, which are brought to you by ProXPN. The number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, two-year-old tests positive for marijuana in Denver, and some are saying it's because of the legalization of cannabis. We'll get into the details there, but first...
It's been like 2 days.
It has, but first we go to Skype where Dalek ANCAP is on with us. Dalek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, actually, it's ANCAP Dalek, but it's fine. So
it's written the other way, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's whatever.
You are on the air.
I know. All right, so let's see. I was kind of thinking about this, and it pretty much dawned upon me. When people actually say, oh, who will build the roads? The roads are so important. Well, what happens? I mean, every company that has a product that needs to be out there, and it needs to have the means, the motive, and the method. So what are the means of actually building a road? Well, to transport things, to transport goods and services. I mean, in order to do things that they need to have.
I would think that was the motive.
The
means is like scalding hot rocks and tar.
Okay.
Oh, exactly.
And shovels.
Okay.
Big moving equipment.
Okay. So we got the means and the motive, and now the method. When people and how would people build the roads? Well, it's just tar and rock.
Well, the funny thing is,
how they're gonna.
The government doesn't build the roads. The government hires people to build the roads, and those people generally work for a company that does work inside the free market, and it'll take a government contract because those are sweet, sweet, big money deals. And so the government doesn't build the roads. The government has eminent domain that it can use to force people to give it land to build on which that it can contract to build roads.
And they probably pay too much for those contracts as well. They, you know, if it were subject to more market competition, then it'd probably be cheaper.
We have no clue today what the proper amount of money one should spend for, you know, 1/4 mile of road, because the government does it and the state has no mechanism for figuring out what the cost of something is. They don't know. We don't. There's no innovation. There's less innovation in the area of road building because the government's involved. So we could very well have. We could have innovation in the area of flying cars. I don't know if that's the case or not. But I think that, in fact, that we're going to these Google robot cars are really going to be the thing, because they're going to save a huge amount of money and really cut down on traffic jams and stuff like that. But as long as the government still has the roads, they'll still mess it up.
Exactly. And, I mean, I think we should get out of the monopoly. And with the whole government just with all these services... It's absolutely ridiculous.
You mentioned monopoly. I think it's important to focus on that a little bit here. I don't think a lot of the people who look to the government for things like roads really realize you're looking to a monopolistic organization, and many of those same people would normally be opposed. If you were to ask them some sort of general question like, do you support monopolies, they would say no, because monopolies are supposed to be bad, and they generally are. But yet when it comes to the government, they don't have that same belief system because, oh, well, we're the government, so it's different from a monopoly because of that is what they claim. Some might claim.
And Adam Kokesh actually brought something out. He stated, well, since humans are bad, we're going to grab other humans that are controlling over other humans. So aren't they...
Well, right. How is it that if you have a position of power? Thank you, by the way, ANCAP Dial. I appreciate the call. How is it that if you have a position of power, how is it that, you know, infallible humans, or rather, excuse me, fallible humans will be prevented from reaching those positions of power, and only infallible humans will be allowed into those positions of power?
Well, I posted something on the Facebook page, a little meme that I put together the other day, which said that, if humans are bad, or if humans are good, you don't need the state. And this is really just this quote has been out there. I can't remember who gets the credit for the original one, but I did add a little bit to it. If humans are good, you don't need the state. If humans are bad, then of course you'll have a bad state because you'll have bad people in charge of it. And if humans are moved by incentives, then in fact only the most sly and evil will be attracted to positions of the greatest power. So the whole concept of a monopoly as far as governance stinks. Now, maybe that's what we needed to move us through 9,000 years of in the state. I don't know. Maybe that's what you needed. Maybe not. I don't think anyone can prove it. And maybe that's what we need now, but I can tell you one thing. Because of the monopoly status of government, it doesn't like competition. So therefore, if I want to try something new in the area of governance, and maybe I can get a few people together with me, and, you know, we buy a piece of property and we want to try something new in the area of governance that doesn't include your monopolistic state, your monopolistic state's going to come in with people with guns and try to kick us off our land and prevent us from doing it. Because although in my world, in my idea of liberty, you can try whatever you want. You can have a monopolistic state on your piece of land. But in your world, I can't. Because that's what it comes down to. Statism simply cannot afford liberty. Because liberty always destroys statism. Always wins.
Although it is a messy process in the meantime, because we've got a ways to go before liberty wins over the state.
I guess what I should say is in fact, monopolies can't handle competition.
That much
is true.
Because
competition,
so they outlaw it,
will always destroy the monopoly.
Right.
You can no longer be in a monopoly. And monopolies enjoy things. They enjoy higher prices. They enjoy giving worse service. They enjoy a status in the marketplace that is unheard of in the with competition.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier, by the way, Mark, that it's Bitcoin's fifth birthday today, apparently, or right around today.
Yes, it's the fifth birthday today.
So, this is an amazing tool, Bitcoin. We've talked a lot about it here on Free Talk Live. And talk about competition for the state. The Bitcoin, yeah, okay, there are different state currencies out there. There are different central banks issuing various different state currencies out there. But they all have that one common thread of being state-issued currencies. Thereby can be manipulated easily by the people within those states to the benefit of the state and the people connected to the state. Bitcoin comes on the scene a few years ago, and it took it a couple of years to kind of get a foothold, and then it took it another year to really start to make the news, and then the last year it really started to make the news and make an impact. 2014, of course, is going to be a banner year, I have a feeling, for Bitcoin. Or it could go to zero. You never know what's going to happen. But Bitcoin so far has been just an amazing phenomenon and a perfect example of the competition you're talking about here. The state couldn't stop this. Because usually these people calling themselves the state, because it is just people. I don't want to make it sound like it's anything besides that. But usually they're pretty fast to outlaw the things that are threatening to their monopoly. I mean, they don't want you offering services and products that are competitive to the state, so they've outlawed gambling. So only the state can do gambling in most places. There are a few exceptions. They've outlawed, you fill in the blank. There's a few different things that they've outlawed that only they have the purview to do. So roads, you can't go out and fix the road in a lot of places. They have arrested people for fixing the state's roads.
Yeah.
So, you don't think these things are illegal, but go ahead and try them. Try to compete with them in these areas and watch what happens. But Bitcoin, the other thing about the state is they're slow. They're so crushingly slow. It's to our benefit in this case because Bitcoin comes on the scene. It explodes in popularity. It's currently still exploding in popularity.
It's only be going up.
And the state is trying. The state people are trying their damnedest to do something about it, but they don't know what to do about it because it's already out of their hands. The marketplace created this. They didn't ask anybody's permission to do it. And look what's happening. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system.
The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 3rd, 2014. Gold opened this morning at 1230.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1275.86, 637.93 for a half ounce, or 318.97 for a quarter ounce. That's 1275.86, 637.93, and 318.97.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you tonight is Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on that site, and they're free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website. You can just go to freetalklive.com, watch us on the webcam if you want. A lot of the other websites, you know, that's one of those things behind the paywall. Our webcam, free for you. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can interact. The chat room is built right into the page over at cam.freetalklive.com.
Maybe you want to celebrate the fifth birthday of Bitcoin by buying something with Bitcoin. It's a currency, after all. It's an online, peer-to-peer, open-source cryptocurrency, and you can use your Bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com. They've got over there more than 500,000 items, largely consumer electronics, ready for immediate shipment. All you have to do is go find what you want, look around, find what you want, pick it, pay for it, give them an address, have them send it. You don't even have to give your real name. They don't care. You've already been paid. It's not like a billing address with a credit card or anything like that. It's bitcoinstore.com. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real world wealth items. That's what wealth is. Wealth is real things, not money or currency. Those are just ways of sort of quantifying wealth. So go check it out, bitcoinstore.com.
All right, so 855, 450, free. Over the last couple of days, we have, to some extent, been chronicling the changeover in Colorado now to a legal marijuana sales environment. We focused more on the taxes and the prices of the marijuana. Some are saying that apparently there's so much demand out there and not enough supply to where the price is actually about parity with the black market. In some cases, you can get it lower than the black market, so there seems to be a range. There was somebody who bought some pot for $35 for an eighth, but others were selling it for $70 for an eighth, which is above typical black market prices. So it's going to be interesting to watch as things kind of settle in there, but already the news from the other side is coming out, because whenever you look at legalization, and it has been tried to some extent in places, or decriminalization, when you look at these changes, there's always that other side, the prohibitionist side, that's pushing to return.
Lots of people saying it's going to be terrible. Fires in the streets. Chaos.
Even today, Mark, and we had, I think his name was Gene on the show years ago, guy on the show to Gene Edmondson, I think was his name, one of the guys behind the Prohibition Party. There are people out there who are still advocating for a return to alcohol prohibition.
There's lots of people out there that would advocate for that.
But in the case of marijuana, I mean, in the case of alcohol, it's hard for them to get a foothold because it's been so damn long. But in the case of marijuana in Colorado, it's been a few days. So you can better believe that the drug prohibition people, the advocates of prohibition, are out there hitting the politicians up with news like this. From Longmont, Colorado, CBS4 in Denver reporting, police in Longmont are trying to figure out how a toddler got her hands on marijuana that made her sick.
Mm.
2-year-old Evelyn tested positive. Who names their child Evelyn these days? Tested positive for pot and ended up in the hospital, but her mother doesn't know how the child came into contact with a now legal drug. Her mother, Ida Hernandez, believes the child ate part of a cookie that she found on the ground in the grass outside of their apartment. She says that it was a brown, like, chocolate chip cookie. Now, this is the mom saying that. Hernandez said she took it away from her, but about a half an hour later noticed something was wrong. She said she was asleep and was opening and closing her eyes, and she couldn't walk really well. She was weak, said Hernandez. Her mom then said they immediately went to the hospital, where doctors said the toddler tested positive for THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. She said it was a real surprise. Police are investigating, say they do believe the mother's story. Officer searched the home for any signs of marijuana use and found nothing. Hernandez also said she's agreed to take a blood test.
Thank goodness these people are non-marijuana users, because if they hadn't been, then they would have been completely, you know, the cops would have painted them as the ones who did this. Oh, you just thought it'd be funny to give your kid a marijuana cookie, didn't you? And it all backfired, and now you're trying to blame it on somebody else. Well, thank goodness they're not. And I'm sure that this was a horrifying instance for these folks. And I'm glad that this wasn't a rat trap rather than a marijuana cookie. Or, you know, frankly, anybody could have left a bottle of Jack or something over there, and the kid could have got a hold of it. I don't know what.
Yeah, that's
any kid that would drink a straight liquor, though.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. Certainly, it's not uncommon for beers and, you know, liquor bottles to be left in places. Drunk people are not known for keeping track of, you know, drunk people are not very good at keeping track of their belongings. So it's not uncommon for a drunk person to set down a drink and walk away and never come back to it. So it wouldn't be unbelievable that
I bet it's happened.
Right, a child.
A drunk person's probably left a drink someplace and left it there.
Yeah, and it's probably happened that a child has come along and picked that drink up. Now, maybe not a 2-year-old, but somebody who's under the age of 21 going ahead and drink. I mean, it's gross, but, you know, kids will do stuff like that. I used to know a kid who picked up cigarette butts from the gutter out in front of my parents' house, would go behind the tree in the one of the trees in the backyard and smoke the cigarette butts.
Yuck.
Yeah, so, you know, kids do that stuff.
That's because they can't get them.
Well, yeah, exactly. Now, so, again, there's apparently a group in Colorado. They're calling themselves Smart Colorado. Now, I'm interested to know more about Smart Colorado, because all it says here in the story is they believe that the edible marijuana products don't have enough regulations and that think that more of them will end up in the hands of children. Now, how would regulations have stopped this from happening? If, again, presuming the story's true, presuming the 2-year-old picked up a pot cookie from the ground, ate part of it, got stoned, and, you know, that's all true.
The edible marijuana has to taste bad.
Hmm.
It can't taste good. No sugar is allowed to be mixed with the edible marijuana. It must taste like weed-soaked cardboard.
Okay, all right, well, there you go, Mark. You're thinking about this one.
I could do this. I could do this job of government regulator.
So I don't know whether they're going to get any headway in Colorado is another question, but stories like this are going to be tough. They're going to be tough for people to address because it's issues like this that people are going to bring up. They're going to point to and say, see, this was a mistake. Children are getting hurt from marijuana.
The great thing is this wasn't rat poison, right? So, yeah. I mean, I don't know what it would be. I've never tasted rat poison, but at least it tastes good to rats. Mm. So it's probably kind of starchy and kind of sweet, well, would be my guess.
What about antifreeze?
What if she'd found antifreeze or rat poison? Should we stop poisoning rats and stop having antifreeze in our cars? I think that this is, it's something that we got to keep an eye on our kids, absolutely. But one needs to consider the other side of this, the whole idea that we're going to just stop marijuana legalization, stop allowing people to eat a particular plant because some kid didn't feel well. Let's
but
be serious. She's not dead. The rat poison would have killed this little girl dead. She got
marijuana's
really,
not going to kill
she
you.
Didn't feel good.
Marijuana's not going to kill you. Not even going to kill your 2-year-old in this case. But I agree completely with everything that you're saying, Mark. It's just that these are the frustrating things that will happen to make – they're going to try to make the marijuana decrim or legalization movement look like they want to hurt children. And
well, that's what they always do.
Ridiculous.
It's always the children. Yep. But these people are set with such crocodile tears. These people want to separate these children from their parents. The parent smokes a joint. They could give a crap about that kid.
They
don't care anything about your kid if they put you in jail.
You know, if those
they
cops
don't care about children, they care about prohibition.
Yeah.
They believe that you should do their job of parenting and keep pot away from their kids.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You take control here at Free Talk Live.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief Partner Companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by ProXPN. You can join us online. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, no biggie. They're there for you at freetalklive.com. Just go click, download, and they are yours. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. They're just free at freetalklive.com.
You want to go to Miami with me end of January? You can go to the North American Bitcoin Conference. There's going to be more than 500 Bitcoin community members who will be converging upon Miami for a direction-setting conference aimed at driving the currency from speculation to mainstream. And I think that we're going mainstream. It's getting pretty much there. Businesses, more and more businesses are accepting Bitcoin, and I'm excited about that. In fact, if you are a merchant, there are a free merchant workshops. They're sponsored by BitPay, so if you're a merchant, you can go and learn how to accept Bitcoins for free. They make it very, very easy for you. The rest of us who want to go to the rest of the convention need to go to btcmiami.com to pay. You can pay in Bitcoin. It's btcmiami.com. The speakers are going to... But did I say it was January 25th and 26th, Ian?
I don't know.
January 25th and 26th.
Now you did.
Down in Miami, speakers are going to include Tony Galoppi from BitPay, Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus. That's Jeffrey Tucker, whom we just had on the show just a few moments ago, from Liberty.me, Jason King from Sean's Outpost. Ian, I am going to be delighted to hang out with Jason King for a few minutes.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he really is. He's a really great guy.
We met him at the San Diego Bitcoin
thing. Yeah, and you guys had something in common.
Was it San Diego or San Jose?
San Jose.
Yeah, okay.
Indeed. Charlie Lee, the Litecoin creator guy. And Litecoin seems to be getting some traction. I'm interested to see if Litecoin's going
to... We'll take it. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you've got Litecoin you want to offload and throw in the Litecoin tip jars right there for you.
Well, the key to acceptance with these the cryptocurrencies is they need to be taken by businesses. Yeah. There needs to be infrastructure surrounding it. There's infrastructure with Bitcoin. And as a matter of fact, I was hearing that there's a hedge fund that's going to be that's getting into Bitcoin. They're already doing the analyzation. They're buying that kind of thing. So once the hedge funds are in, these guys don't want to lose their money. Bitcoin's not going anywhere. Huge momentum behind it. Litecoin, I think the jury's still out, but I just don't see too many of these other the altcoins doing anything. But
dozens and dozens of others. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested. And you can have these conversations with people who perhaps know more than I.
Oh, yeah.
At btcmiami.com. Get down there and have a good time with me and the rest of the folks. btcmiami.com.
Very cool. All right. So we were talking about this Colorado news about a 2-year-old who ostensibly found on the ground a marijuana-laced cookie, an edible, as they are called in the market down there. Of course, Colorado having legalized the sale of recreational cannabis. That means that not only can you go and buy an eighth or a quarter ounce or an ounce of weed, but you can also buy it in edible form because some people don't like to smoke. You know, there are people who enjoy, first of all, there's, of course, medical users who don't like to smoke, number one. They can use edibles. Number two, some people just don't enjoy smoking at all, even if they're just recreational users. You know, don't like the process of smoking, don't like the taste of the smoke, the way it feels, the heat of the smoke. There are a lot of things to not like about smoking.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like dirt in your mouth.
Yeah, you know, if you're used to it, you're used to it, but some people, they don't dig it. And, you know, vaporizers are kind of expensive, so edibles are an option. You can use cannabis. You can extract the THC from the cannabis into butter, typically. Use that butter to then make all manner of cookies and brownies and things like that. And I don't know how they do obviously they're not using butter in things like the lollipops. They have cannabis lollipops. I don't know how they do that one, but some sort of extraction process. And
that's the kind of question you can ask at a retail store. A pot retail store.
Yeah, you could certainly ask.
I wouldn't necessarily trust a drug dealer when they told me, but I would be more likely to.
Yeah, you don't typically find edibles from drug dealers.
No, not typically.
There's no drug dealers that I've ever met that have ever sold brownies, with the exception of I've seen it at Pork Fest. I've seen brownies be sold at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but beyond that, that's about it. So cannabis being used as an edible is very effective. You will get a different sort of high from eating cannabis. It is it can be a longer lasting high. It can be a different experience. Some would say maybe more of a heady kind of an experience, but it all depends. So these are relatively popular ways to consume cannabis, and now you've got this story of this 2-year-old who apparently found a cookie on the ground and ate part of it and then acted very strangely to the point where her mother was worried. She took her to the hospital and she tested, the 2-year-old tested positive for THC. Now there's a group in Colorado, they're calling themselves Smart Colorado at smartcolorado.org.
They should call themselves Smug Colorado.
Yeah, right. They have put out a press release regarding the January 1st changeover to legal cannabis. And here's what it says. This week we see more clearly than ever that the passage of Amendment 64 was just the beginning of the debate over how recreational marijuana will be regulated in Colorado. Under tremendous pressure from those seeking to profit from the highly lucrative prospects of increased marijuana production and consumption, Denver City Council has chosen to interpret the amendment in a way that favors commercial interests over protecting the health and safety of Colorado's youth. The city has chosen to layer an entirely new commercialized recreational marijuana industry on top of a woefully underregulated medical marijuana industry, creating confusion, regulatory complexity, and challenges for enforcement. Most other cities and counties in Colorado have been more cautious, opting out of commercialized marijuana sales or waiting until the costs and benefits of commercialization can be assessed before proceeding. Now, I wonder what that really means. Does that mean that if you're in another area of Colorado that you can't open a store, but you could sell individually to somebody? That doesn't seem likely. I thought they had this licensing process. My understanding from what we've read so far is that there are hundreds of licenses that have been applied for all across the state, and only about a dozen or so towns and cities have actually had some sort of an approval.
I'd much rather get taken down for some kind of licensing violation than I would for sales of marijuana at a felony level.
Oh, I totally agree. So anyway, they're saying here that while Denver moves full speed ahead, there are important public health and safety issues that have yet to be addressed by the state and the city. And then they enumerate them. Number one, an immediate public education campaign. This is what they want. Informing Colorado youth and general public on the health aspects.
Why don't they start paying for that? That's not that difficult to do. It's just let's get it put together.
Well, it's a lot easier to just threaten the taxpayers. The taxpayers.
Well, the taxpayers are the one. I mean, obviously, if people are concerned about this, they'll be. I mean, isn't taxpayers everybody? So some of those taxpayers would be the ones paying for this campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, unless you want people who don't want to pay for the campaign to pay for your campaign.
That's exactly what they want. Testing, and they also want testing and labeling requirements to be fulfilled before products are permitted to be sold. In addition, they want limits on the potency of the product. They claim there are currently none.
Okay.
They say that even Amsterdam now has limits, and I'm interested in knowing if that's a true claim, because who cares if there's potent marijuana out there?
Limits this is on one, marijuana when they've got hash?
This is one of the sense. Oldest arguments against, or I guess not the oldest arguments, it's one of the more common ones these days.
That marijuana you kids are smoking is nothing like the weed we had back in the 60s.
Yeah, that's the sum up of that argument, and it's not true, first of all. They had some good weed back in the 60s. And they have good weed today. Now, there are more varieties today than there are or there were back then because of, growing's become more complicated. It's been perfected. There have been different strains created and preserved. So, it's gotten better in general, but there was always good weed. So that's nonsense. And good weed will always be in demand because people don't want to have to smoke a lot of it to get high.
Right. Well, so what's the difference if, if some guy in the 60s had to smoke a whole joint to get high and I have to take two puffs today to get high? We're just as high as they were.
I think the presumption is that you're going to smoke the whole joint. I think the people who are right. talking about this,
who
they don't
smokes
know.
A whole joint except for Rastafarians?
If you're with a group of people, it's fairly easy to go through a whole joint. But the more the potency of the weed in that joint, the more likely you're going to get halfway through that joint with a group of people, and they're going to say, "I'm out. I've had it."
Back when I did smoke marijuana, and it's been some time, I never wanted to get stoned. I just wanted a little something going.
Yeah, a little buzz. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They've got a little bit more to their list of demands that they want to see added to the regulatory structure there in Colorado. We'll share those with you and take your thoughts about whatever's on your mind here at Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want. And right now, the topic on the table happens to be the regulation of cannabis, which I find intolerable. It's so frustrating to see legalization happening and see basically the state being given control of one of my favorite drugs, cannabis. I don't advocate that you use it, kids, especially two-year-olds. But I do have a bit of an affinity.
I advocate the consumption of marijuana for two-year-olds over the consumption of rat poison, which, you know,
preferable.
The situation here is that a two-year-old found a marijuana cookie on the ground in Colorado, and I don't know whether. I just remember when I was a kid, rat poison would be around the house. You know, maybe it would be in the shed or something like that, but it'd be there. And it isn't at my property, but it certainly could be at people's around this nation. There's 2-year olds that are wandering around near rat poison in this country. Probably some of them eat it, and probably some of them die.
So the busybodies are at it because the process of legalization is a mess. I mean, it's compromised. Politics is compromised, right? You come to the table, and, of course, most of the people coming to the table in Colorado or Washington aren't even coming to the table with true freedom. They're coming to the table with a regulatory scheme pre-proposed. So what I would like to see, in, you know, hopefully New Hampshire will see this someday, is a proposal for true freedom for cannabis. There is a legalization proposal that's going to be debated on the 8th of this month. So next week here in New Hampshire, the full House will be voting on legalization. I don't know if it's going to go through. Probably, even if it goes through the House, it probably won't make it through the governor, who seems to not be a friend of the legalization movement. But all that aside, they came to the table with, hey, you could tax it. You know, that's kind of how they sell this idea to the politicians.
You got to sell it to the politicians, right? You got to sell it to these folks.
Well, you don't always, because Mark Warden, who is not only a sponsor of Free Talk Live, but a great principled liberty-oriented politician here in New Hampshire, he's a Free State Project participant, he did propose legislation that would have simply struck the word cannabis from all the drug legislation in New Hampshire. That would be true freedom for cannabis in New Hampshire. Of course, it didn't go through. But
did it even make it out of committee?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that's the kind of thing I want to see put on the table first. Then, but even if you were to come to the table with something like that, something principled, it would get watered down and it would turn into a regulated bill, you know, if it ever did make it through some sort of committee process. So now, in Colorado, you've got this watered down regulatory structure that's already there. Now there's this group called smartcolorado.org that's coming out and saying, well, there's not enough regulations here. We need more. And so they're coming out with their list of things that they want. There are only two more things here, and then we're going to get to your calls. The other limits they want to include limits on infused products, marijuana-infused products, including food, candies, and sodas that are attractive to kids, and marijuana concentrates that are illegal everywhere for recreational purposes but in Colorado.
Well, if you're going to get rid of marijuana beverages that you know, are attractive to kids, let's get rid of wine coolers, too, because these things are colorful. They're sweet.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, what's the argument here?
Well, the argument is that they have a foothold here because of the freshness of the legalization, and so they could see some success in their pushback. Hopefully they won't. But anyway, they also want a funded plan to collect data and assess how this experiment is working and its impact on Colorado youth. Let's go to Joe in Santa Cruz, listening, I believe, to KOMY. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, how's the weather there?
It's beautiful.
Miserable.
Well, it's really cold, actually. Go ahead with your thoughts.
No worries. I just wanted to kind of correct one of the things you said. I mean, like, it's state-of-the-art process right now, the way, you know, we're growing marijuana and stuff. I mean, and in the 1960s, you were not getting 28.2%, like, you know, cannabis. I mean, it is just not true. Like, the cannabis you were getting in the 60s, you were lucky if you were getting, like, 9-10%. That was like,
how do you know that? I mean, I've heard of the stories of Maui Wowie and other,
How do I know this? Well, first off, I'm 52 years old, and I've been...
Were you testing the cannabis percentages that you were smoking?
So in 1969, you were 9?
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, we don't know how... were you smoking a lot of weed when you were 9?
Yeah. Doing a little bit. I mean,
all right.
You know,
definitely,
I mean,
not me. Go ahead.
I've been. You know, like, you know, it's just like, this is like, I mean, I'm just telling you guys. I mean,
well,
know,
I don't doubt what you're saying. I think you're probably right.
It's state of the art. Okay, check this out. At our dispensary,
it's a logical fallacy. Before you go on, the "I was there" fallacy tends to be trotted out far too often, and it's one of the things that kind of upsets me. You know, just because I'm in New Hampshire doesn't mean that I know what's going on all the time in New Hampshire. So I'm just saying that the fact that you were alive during the '60s doesn't really give you a lot of credence. You may have other credence, and you may be absolutely right, but the fact that you were alive in the 60s doesn't give you credence.
No, and I'm not saying that. It's just like, I'm in the industry, and it's just like, I mean, I'm telling you, it is state of the art right now. If you guys came out to California and, like, you know,
I didn't say it wasn't state of the art.
You made it sound like that.
No. I said that there are more strains today. That's true. There are more better strains today. They've been getting better because of the industry, as you're saying here, because of the technology, and because people are just better at growing these days. But that doesn't mean there weren't good strains in the past.
That's not what I said, but you guys said it wasn't as strong as it was. You guys said...
I did not say that.
You guys...
I didn't say that.
One of you guys said it was as strong in the 60s as it is today, and I'm trying to correct you and say it is.
I agree with you. I think that Ian made it seem like weed in the 60s was about the same as weed today, that you could find weed as good in the 60s as you could find today, and I disagree
with that statement. I've talked to people from the 60s who say complete opposite of what you're saying, Joe. What do you have to say to them?
I have to be honest. It's just like, you can do the math. I mean, it, like, that stuff was about 9-10%. Like,
how do you know?
Well, let's see. My uncle has been doing this for like forever, and it's just like he is pretty much a biologist. And
well, let me ask you this:
so he was testing the THC percentage.
Organic chemist, I mean, he knows what he's doing. I mean, like there's strains named after this guy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, this is a family thing that goes like.
Gotcha.
Farther back than you guys think. I mean,
well,
you
okay,
know,
it's, don't do you guys.
I'm calling from Santa Cruz, California, like the green capital of the world. There's nothing finer than it is here, my friend.
I'm pretty sure Humboldt County's got that one nailed down,
from
what I understand.
Good too, but we're, like, let me tell you, brothers, come out to Santa Cruz. I'll show you guys around, man. I'd love to.
We were actually already out in Santa Cruz, as a matter of fact.
And somebody hooked Ian up. So,
no, that's great. I mean, see, so Ian should know then if he got hooked up, man. That's all I'm saying.
Whether I smoked good weed in Santa Cruz would have no bearing on whether or not weed was good back in the 1960s. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate where you're coming from, and I'm not denying your personal experience, but I'm also not going to deny the experience of other people who lived through that era. And thank you for the call. I'm not going to deny the experience of others who were in their, let's say, teenage years in the late 1960s, who remember smoking some really killer weed. I mean, the term Maui Wowie's been around for decades.
Okay.
I mean, that's some really good weed. And maybe what his claim was that his uncle was testing a bunch of strains THC percentage back then. But, I mean, that's a question what's hearsay at best.
I don't know where this device that tests marijuana.
Me neither. I don't know how you do
from
it, but there's a way to do it.
I imagine it hums and has flashing lights, but maybe it doesn't. I'm interested in this device. I don't know what I believe as far as what the potencies were or anything like that. But it makes perfectly good sense to me that 40 years later, as more and more people get into marijuana and the more technology comes into it, that the strains are more powerful today. There's certainly more varieties, and that those varieties are going to be more powerful. So I tend to agree with the caller that the idea that good weed today is the same as good weed as it was in the 60s isn't accurate. But I stand by my statement that, look, if good weed in the 60s was 10% and good weed today is 20%, why do you want me to take two puffs for every puff that for every puff I would take today? People want to get as high as they want to get, and they're going to smoke as much as it takes to get there.
All right. So anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It just doesn't make sense to me because I've heard from, we've talked to people who were alive from back then. Now, obviously, that's their own personal experience and it's not some sort of test. I think it's true that good weed is more available today than it's ever been in the past, that there are more better strains of weed in the marketplace than ever in the past. But where do you think those strains came from? I mean, weed has been grafted together and they've created new strains from existing strains. But at some point, somebody had to have some damn good weed to plant in the ground year after year after year to get to 2014 here. Okay, so at some point, somebody in the past had some really good weed, and probably more than one somebody, and many of those strains are still with us today. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You
have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.